Johannesburg, South Africa's largest city, is a relatively young metropolis. But what the city might lack in years, it makes up for in experience, having witnessed the country's extensive societal change over its lifetime. So how do the city's institutions reflect this social transformation? You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Elna Schutz takes us to the Rand Club, which is almost as old as Johannesburg itself, to see how the space has kept its classic charm while staying relevant to the evolving city that it sits in.
When I think of downtown Johannesburg, I think of classic South African urban chaos. Street vendors, honking minibus taxis, and throngs of people. But if you take a minute to really look around, you'll see that even though the city is young at 138 years, it still boasts many beautiful Edwardian facades of its gold-digging origins. The Rand Club is the epitome of this. Founded in 1887, it was an important meeting place for the young town, and it has evolved with the history. It's seen high-level strikes and arrests, a fire, and royal visits, as well as a membership and leadership that changed with the times. It's like a little beacon of elegance in a city that's seen plenty of ups and downs. Coming by car, you can park out front in a boomed-off area, which is a highly unusual privilege downtown. In front of the classy stone building, you'll be greeted by Wilson, or one of the other friendly doormen. His tie has the swirly Rand Club monogram, which you'll spot all over the club's carpet. At the centre of the steel frame building is a sweeping staircase and a glass dome, amongst the dark wood, high ceilings and leather seating. The club style is certainly classic, but that doesn't mean it's old. Many of the walls have wallpaper covered in leopards or leafy geometric patterns. It fits in with the style while coming via a modern local company. Even on quiet days, there's always a buzz in the restaurant. Members of the public and the club come here for lunch or a drink at what is known as the longest bar in Africa. The rest of the club has everything you'd want to relax, work, or meet. There are members-only bars, a billiard room, and a gorgeous library. Many a business has been made here. There is a fascinating antique map and book dealer at the bottom of the building, and a stylish fashion designer on the top floor. The club may be a somewhat unusual dichotomy, but that's exactly why it fits here so well. There are plenty of artifacts and photographs of the club's history, but the current atmosphere is not dull, with everything from a quiz night to perfume testing on the events roster. True, it was only for white men for a century, but now its chairperson is a young black woman. Johannesburg's inner city has seen a significant slump, and the Rand Club hasn't been exempt, but now it's firmly on the rise. This is not a story of stuffy history, but of how history constantly changes, and that some things, like the desire to make connections with like-minded people and have an elegant place to do it, never does.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Elna Schutz and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.